Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for Michael Harrison and I to sing and dance the swinging soiree, otherwise known as the News Talk Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of April 27th to May 1st. The stories and the people list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at Talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of news from the biz this week, and it's always a busy week. Not only the stories, but the people who are in the business, the hosts, that sort of thing. And we get there always seems to be something that attracts our attention. Somebody's being sued for something or other. They said this on the air. No, you can't say that. I'm going to sue you. So we'll get into that after Michael goes through the official list of the stories and the people from Talkers. Would you like to do that, Michael?
I'd love to. I'm just trying to figure out who got sued. I don't know.
But didn't Hannity get sued for
New York Times
or the other way around?
The other way around. Yes, that wasn't one of the big topics on the list, but yeah.
No.
Hannity said, enough is enough. Enough of this misrepresentation of my character.
Enough is enough. I agree. Yes.
I mean, so much of a part of the national conversation that we've talked about here and that people do talk about is the battle between media.
Yeah.
But where they're fighting each other openly. Do you remember there was once a time when you would refer to your competition as Brand X?
Yes, never mention the other station, the other host, the other network,
the other toothpaste, whatever it was. But now half the conversation is, did you see what those guys over at Fox said? No, that's CNN. It's amazing. But let's get into
bottom line, though, Michael. The realization is that the news is not the news, really. The news is, there's a story, I'll quickly refer to it, and then we get to the story list. You know Walter M. Sterling, who is someone that we have been connected to. He's a talk radio host.
We served time with him, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, we did serve time. We have served time with him. Anyway, he had my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, whom you know as well from the Good Day Health Show. He had him on his weekend talk radio show. Mm-hmm. And he posted, Ken has been following very carefully. Ken is a real egghead. And I say that lovingly. When it comes to research and, you know, what they say, evidence-based medicine, that sort of thing, he's a real stickler for that sort of thing. And so when the study was published this week in Marseille about all the people who have been saved using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug, this legitimized what he's been saying all along, that the government is wrong, that Fauci is wrong, that all these people that are talking about this not being a good resolve to the problem, in fact, it's an excellent, it's the most superior resolve to COVID that we have in terms of treating it. So there's a study that was released this past week in Marseille going through all the thousands of people who've been treated this way and the success story in France. Over here they keep saying, no, you got to test it more and do this, that, and the other thing. Ken says, no, it's been tested and proven to work. So Sterling has him on his show, and Ken gives him a link to the study, which Sterling publishes on his Facebook page. So the next time Sterling's on the air, he makes reference to the Facebook page, and he goes to Facebook and finds it's been taken down. So he puts it back up, and it's taken back down. Puts it up, so he's doing it again this weekend just to see what happens. But what's happening is that Facebook says it doesn't comply to the information that comes from the government. Well, who's going to decide what compliance is, and where's investigative reporting? These people
I understand. This is a serious issue you're bringing up, and it has to do with Facebook. Facebook is called
Google's been doing it too.
Fake news. The issue of Facebook and Google editing content, but being protected by the government as a platform as opposed to a publication, this is complicated mm-hmm. stuff, has yeah. put them in a situation of supreme power and bias.
Awful. Yeah.
And,
horrible.
Yeah, yeah. This is a serious, serious issue. Informational abuse and an unwholesome relationship with the government in terms of Google and Facebook. Not enough time to get into it in this type of a program because we're going to be running through 10 issues, 10 people and all that. But you bring up a very, very serious issue that is one of the top issues that I devote my thinking about.
Yeah.
Because it's it really, we're at the crossroads of a very scary...
Well, who controls information?
Well,
and, you know, the devices. I've been saying, you've heard me for years talk about these damn devices and they just warp everybody's mind. You become like zombies.
Well, I don't know if we're becoming like zombies, but we certainly are entering a form of enslavement to these powers. You know, remember Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex, which has proven to
beware.
Be prescient. Beware now of the technical, you know, the technology, the high-tech government.
We are worshiping
complex.
Technology.
Well, we're under the thumb of technology, and again, it comes down to the unholy alliance between these giant tech platforms and the federal government. To be continued. Let's not
and greed.
Go down. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's at the bottom of most of the issues that we deal with in politics, sociology, the economy, et cetera. Do you want to go through the list, or do you want to
please?
Do
No, right, I want you to go through the list.
All right, number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. At number 9, crisis in education because of COVID-19. At number 8, psychology and interpersonal relationships. At number 7, communications technology, which you just touched upon. At number 6, the FBI flimflap, FBI flimflap, and the Roger Stone appeal.
That's another, man, what a can of worms that is. Woo!
Oh, dear.
Wow. Yeah. That is a can of worms. Munga bunga.
At number 5, U.S.-China, U.S.-Russia relations, and Kim Jong-un, dead or alive. What's the story with him? At number 4...
Trump knows.
Trump knows. But Trump won't tell us. Trump won't tell us until after these words from our sponsors.
Right.
At number 4... He's never the showman.
No, it's true.
The presidential
he's
teaser.
He's perfect. Guys, the timing. Yep, absolutely. Yep. He's got another one. Evidence that the virus came from a Chinese lab. But I can't tell you how I found that out.
I think he found that out in a fortune cookie. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
But, well, you know where I stand on that. Presidential race, politics, and me too. And I'll let everybody know right after the next break. The economy versus lives versus livelihood. I'll have the answer to our survival in just a moment. But first...
Right. Uh-huh.
At number, I'm lost. Okay, at number 3,
no,
the economy
on number 3. Yes,
and lives versus livelihood. I hope people are following because I'm just, you know, zipping through this a little bit too quickly. At number 2, healthcare development and resources. And at number 1, statistics and projections. We went past the million mark in terms of people having the disease in the U.S., and I think we crossed the 60,000 threshold, which means more people have died of COVID-19 in the past few months than did during the entire span of the Vietnam War in terms of American service people.
Yep.
Pretty weird statistics. I say weird because we interpret it in so many different ways, and we can get into that. Number 10 on the people, Kim Jong-un, Jared Kushner. At 9, Mike Pence at 8, Xi Jinping at 7, Jerome Powell at 6, Flynn and Stone at 5, Biden and Reid at 4, that's Tara Reid, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi at 3. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Donald Trump. There you have a mouthful in a few moments. Boom.
I have to be careful not to make you laugh or me laugh this week because I broke 2 ribs last weekend. And when I laugh or when I'm doing something, you know, that it requires a lot of animation, it really, I don't know if you've ever had a broken rib or any of that stuff down around a diaphragm, but it really is horribly painful.
How the heck did you do that? How did you break your rib?
I slipped on the farm. It was raining last Sunday, and I was unloading a truck, and I slipped off of it and hit the tailgate.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. What the heck?
It really, I'm laughing at it, really. There's a clip. This is probably not the appropriate place for me to play it, but we had on the DJV show, we have a clip of the day. And so earlier in the week, we played, we had the clip on people listening, and the reaction was really amazing. People were hysterical listening to me crying on the air while the girls were teasing me and laughing. Here I am, I'm laughing again. It's just... For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, looking at the stories and the people and ancillary conversations about how, I know there have been a lot of people who have been talking about how we should talk about the problem. How do we address the problem on the air? I don't think I've asked you. I remember talking about if you were a talk show host, how would you be handling this? But I wonder if we are doing enough to make people aware, using the example we just talked about with Facebook and Google, are people, they're aware, but what are they aware of? Are they aware of just what's in their own circle? Do they not understand, or do they care? Are we the only ones that seem to, because it's in our faces, are we the only ones who seem to care?
You and I are the only ones who care. Nobody else cares. Are you asking me a question? Or,
yes.
Just musing?
No. Well, I muse and I ask questions because I want you to comment on what it was that I was musing about.
Well, you had said, how would I handle it? I think the first thing anybody who has a megaphone or a platform needs to do is take stock of what do you know? Without wondering so much what other people know, what do you know? And make sure that you're plugged into a variety of sources and that you're educated on the subject. On the subjects, I mean, this is a whole spectrum of stuff in terms of COVID-19. So you've got to live up to the responsibility when you open your mouth.
There was a refreshing interlude here, getting back to politics, that we'll talk about soon. Up next, as a matter of fact, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, who is in charge of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, all the things you see there. He and his staff put together the stories and the people that are discerned to be the top 10 items. That's one of their many tasks every week. Michael produces another radio program that gets into the nitty-gritty of some of the stories. And, of course, there is always, in addition to the list, there are things that you can find at Talkers about about this fabulous medium we have here. He's doing his interviews as well, the Michael Harrison interview. Who's in it this week? I didn't get that far.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, it's funny, you just read my mind because I wanted to give it I normally don't plug my stuff, but I'm going to plug this because it ties into what you said before about Facebook and Google. My guest this week is Glenn Beck, and it's an incredible conversation the two of us have, and one of the segments of the interview is an in-depth conversation about the Facebook Google thing that you brought up, and we really get into it, and we do what we call a deep dive. So if anybody's interested in that and or hearing side of Glenn Beck you may not have known about, go to mhinterview.com and it'll be
Doesn't
there.
He have a new book? He's written like 13 or 14 books.
He's written 13 bestsellers, and this is his new book is called Arguing with Socialists, and it approaches the issue of a lot of young Americans have an enamored view of socialism because they've never seen the downside of it. And the kind of capitalism we have is crony capitalism, which gives young people who, you know, came, you know, of age in the 21st century, they don't see the best of capitalism. So they say, hey, this socialism sounds interesting. And he makes a case of, no, it's not interesting. Beware of socialism.
Well, it's the naivete. I don't know what's, I haven't seen the book. I know Glenn well enough to know that he's very passionate when it comes to stuff. And he's a good salesman for his own point of view, which I think is one of the reasons he's been as successful as he has been over the years. Very, very persuasive and thoughtful, and doesn't always approach things from the same corner as you would expect. And so when you're talking about this sort of thing, though, what comes to mind, and I'm sure what's in the book someplace, is AOC and that ilk, and how they really are pretty naive when it comes to understanding how the world, it's a symptom to me anyway of not being taught history, not being taught civics, not understanding how the country really works from a political, geopolitical, or, you know, business, whatever it is. People today, Michael, don't understand how things work. They don't even know how their car works. Never mind how government works. And so that's back to what we were talking about partially, the business with Google and Facebook and how they're controlling all this information, and we're lost and wondering, you know, who's divorcing who, like it made a difference. You understand? You know what I'm saying.
What you're saying is there are a lot of deep issues that we would be better off if we had a handle on it, or even an interest in it, as opposed to a lot of frivolousness. On the other hand, you know, people have to live their lives, and there's, you know, I have a split perspective on this. I think people should devote part of their brain to really serious stuff, and I think it's very healthy to devote the other part of your brain to frivolous, silly stuff.
And
enjoy your life. However, some people don't go into the deeper end of the pool, and I think that could be dangerous, not only to them, but to the rest of us.
You know what I found refreshing this week? On the list here at number 6 is the whole business with Michael Flynn. And I thought, I said this earlier on the air, we've been so steeped in conversation about what's going on with the coronavirus that it seems refreshing to have a story like this show up.
I want more Russia. Russia. Right. Let's get back to Russia. Now the conversation has finally caught up to people saying, who's worse, China or Russia? Mm-hmm. And you hear people saying, you know, I've been worried about the Russians, but it looks like these Chinese look like they're pretty dangerous. And, of course, the answer is they're both dangerous, but nobody is as dangerous as the Chinese Communist Party. Nobody.
Yep, there you go. He's got it, 28.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted remdesivir emergency use authorization to treat the most severely ill COVID-19 patients.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients. I spoke with Dr. Khan and Dr. Fauci. I spoke with Deborah about it. We've been doing work with the teams at the FDA, NIH, and Gilead for spearheading this public-private partnership to make this happen very quickly.
The announcement came during an Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and the CEO of Gilead Sciences. This is USA Radio News.
The White House has blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying about the response to the coronavirus crisis before the House Appropriations Committee, according to spokesman Evan Hollander. He had been asked to appear on May 6. Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has been a key advisor in the Trump administration's fight against the virus. White House spokesman Judd Deere said the May 6 hearing is not an appropriate time for Fauci to go before the House. Nearly 900 employees, that's 40% of the workforce at a Tyson's food processing plant in Indiana, have now tested positive for the coronavirus. The plant had altered operations April 25th, one of several Tyson plants across the country that have voluntarily closed in an effort to help contain the spread of the virus. A spokeswoman said the Loganport plant employs over 2,200 people, but declined to confirm the number who have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
After the hour now, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and involved up to his neck in other talk radio pursuits, is here. He goes through the list of the stories, the people. You can find the list at talkers.com. There's lots of other info about the sort of engagement Michael and his staff have dealing with the issues and the people. So I think... Frankly, you're on the top of the heap. You acknowledge that?
What heap are we talking about?
The information about this most important, this is the most listened to, especially these days, the most listened to format in America.
Okay.
News to me, says Michael.
No. I mean, I just when you said I'm on the top of the heap, you know, heap could be something that's not very pleasant. Could draw flies.
No, this is good stuff. That's good stuff. Gotcha. So I want to go back to something that we were talking about at the beginning of the program. This Marseille study, the data about how many people, thousands have been treated, the mortality rate is 0.04%. And how this has been handled by the news media, where it seems to me, I don't know that I have felt this way this directly, because I have the information in front of me that is not refutable, and yet people, because it doesn't comply with some certain person or a way of thinking what people want you to think, it's disregarded or disrespected. And to me, this really gets my dander up. I don't know if I'm helping the situation or hurting the situation. And I would ask that of you. How, in handling this and looking, you know, at things, there have been a lot of stories. Every week there's 900 jillion stories about COVID-19. One of the big things this week was that you can't spread it by having sex. That was a question that was asked by one of the people on the program. And, you know, if you smoke or you use vaping, you're much more likely to get it. You know, all of these things that play into the stories. But the thing about cures and fixing it being discounted that way is so troubling, Michael.
Well, I mean, we don't have the answer yet. And, of course, there's
a reason. We do have the answer. This is a study that was done by doctors in France. We absolutely have the story.
Well, why are you so quick? Not that I'm debating the merits of what you're saying. What I'm saying to you is, why are you so quick to point to one study by doctors and endorse it wholeheartedly
and while other doctors do studies that contradict that. And
that's a great question, and I'm happy to answer it, because the person who brought it to my attention is somebody that I respect immensely as an educator. He has a PhD in medical science research. He has an MD. He's a practicing cardiologist.
So he is the best doctor in the world.
He's the best doctor that I know in my world.
So your experience and your world is the ultimate arbiter of what's best for the population of the Earth.
Your point
going
is going
forward.
To be that I'm you're so good at this. I've fallen into my own trap.
Well, I have to be responsible to my own credibility.
Yes.
When you say things like that, you force me to come back.
I'm happy to force you into
this. Okay. I know. I mean, I'd like to be nice and have fun here.
No,
but when you say things like that, I have to answer you that way.
Yeah.
Not that you're wrong. But
see, I don't think I am wrong.
Obviously, I don't think
other people are wrong, and that's been borne out in these studies. And it infuriates me that people have politically taken this and run with it, and it just annoys the hell out of me.
I mean, we need to have on one level government agencies that have some type of regulations when it comes to drugs,
sure.
because let's face it, the world has always been awash in snake oil salesmen.
Well, it still is, though, even with the FDA supposedly providing protection.
Right.
Look at all the things they've approved that kill people.
So the answer, well, all drugs kill people.
Yeah.
You could die from aspirin. You could die from mercurochrome.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who remembers mercurochrome?
Remember when you were a kid?
Mercurochrome
was the safe iodine. Mercurochrome won't hurt as much as iodine. When they took out the iodine, you know you had a bad wound as a kid. When they took out the mercurochrome, it was who the hell knows? But the point I'm making is that we don't have a cure for this thing. And the way I handle it is, in terms of the hydroxychloroquine issue, is that, yes, there have been cases where it works. And I've done my own research on that. And what I have found out from the doctors I trust is that it works under certain conditions. Like all drugs, it has a downside. So it is a patient-by-patient situation in terms of talking to about it with your doctor, just as if you were taking prednisone or any other drug that has a downside and an upside. And every doctor I've spoken to says that hydroxychloroquine only works when administered early.
Mm-hmm.
That once you're down the road into the ventilator stage,
you're near dead, forget it.
Right. So now, beyond that, why has it become such an issue? My personal opinion is that Trump, had he kept his mouth shut and not identified himself with hydroxychloroquine, it might have had a better chance of getting out there.
Because it's about Trump.
It's not about Trump.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. So that brings me around to something else. Because Donald Trump is always number one on the people list at Talkers Magazine, the people poll every week, the top 10 people on the list. I wondered as I looked at this, we were laughing off the air, well, kind of laughing, chuckling about the evidence on coronavirus. He knows it came from a Chinese lab, but he can't tell us. The presence that he has, when I used to watch him on The Apprentice, and, you know, in interviews or listen to him on Howard Stern, he was kind of a character. And I didn't ever think of him in political terms at all, ever. I thought he was actually quite a good coach. I loved having him look at people saying, "You're fired." There was something about that that just sort of made me chuckle, whatever it was. And then when he started to run for president, I said, "Oh, this isn't interesting. You know, he's going to get more notoriety, do another TV show, whatever comes out of it." I never, ever thought of him as a conservative, frankly. And
he wasn't a conservative.
So when did he become so conservative, and why did he become so? And I even go further, use the term right wing when it comes to some of this stuff. You've had dinner with him. You've been around him. You kind of get his vibe.
But
why?
Because he's an opportunist. He's a politician. He preaches to the choir.
He really is a politician. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Consummate politician, one of the most skilled practitioners of the political arts we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. some of the people
mean
who...
That's not a compliment, nor is that an insult. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
And everything he does, some of the things seem crazy, some of them don't, but somewhere deep inside him, there is a political compass, and he's playing to his core, because he has the most organized gang in the playground. And even though he's outnumbered, you have the most organized gang in the playground, you run the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's like the gangs in the streets of Chicago, I suppose. Maybe.
Well, that's what it is. As long as he maintains support of his core, and it plays along the lines of the Electoral College, Trump has a shot at being elected again and again and again. And that's why he does what he does. And he plays a masterful game of speaking out of both sides of his mouth at an age when it's right there on video, and somehow he gets away with it.
Yeah,
back in the old days, and I'm talking about the old days before our time, before there was mass communication, politicians would play a game. They would talk to different groups and tell the groups what they want to hear, even if it was completely the opposite of what they told the last group, because there was very little communication between cities and regions,
no
counties, states,
yeah,
and they would get away with it. Just like comedians were able to use the same joke and play vaudeville houses all over the country and have three jokes, and that would be their career. But television and mass media has made it difficult to talk out of both sides of your mouth. But Trump gets away with it, even though
masterfully.
We know.
Yep.
That's the point.
Okay. So, I was disappointed, actually, in the list of people, because Andrew Cuomo's name wasn't on the list.
Oh, this isn't because your name wasn't on the list.
No, I thought I'm okay this week without my name being on the list. One of the things that has come about this week is that Governor Cuomo of New York is single and ready to mingle. Apparently, there's some report in one of the New York City newspapers that New York City women are very interested in Andrew Cuomo. And he's eligible, apparently, and he's made that public. He said, I am eligible. I'm not married. I don't think he's putting himself on the market, kind of chuckling about it. I thought that was kind of interesting. His longtime girlfriend is a chef named Sandra Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee, no relationship, probably. But they split up last fall, so he's alone.
He's alone. Yeah. Wow. Well, do you have a nice girl for him?
No, I'm having a hard time finding a nice girl for me, so I don't worry about him.
All right, well, I guess we'll put him back on the list. I mean,
put him on the list. All right, anyway. But, you see, that's what sort of we need one of those stories every once in a while.
All right, well, let's pivot into something that's really important about Andrew Cuomo, and that is behind the scenes, behind closed doors, as the major story swirling around America as we speak, is the Tara Reid accusation of Joe Biden being inappropriate sexually, and he has denied it. He denied it on Friday, and then through the weekend, that's the big buzz. A lot of Democrats are saying, maybe this is our way out. Maybe we should let this story grow and put pressure on Biden to have to withdraw his name from the nomination, and then we can draft Cuomo. That would be the dream of many Democrats. But that's nothing official. That's all off the record. That's all behind the scenes. But you
Bloomberg.
Can be. But you can Bloomberg. Do I have to go through that with you again?
Not now, because
you
have to pause.
You want to play the tapes?
We'll be back with that after this. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at Talk Radio. CountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button. The story of vitamin D in your life, how vitamin D supports all good health and immune systems. Most Americans don't even know what their vitamin D reading is. But I'll tell you, most of you are deficient in vitamin D. You get a good blood test, your doctor will tell you that. There's no reason for that to be the case anymore, because along comes Purity Products Advanced Vitamin D Formula. Advanced D is what it's called. Doctor formulated, clinically validated with 5,000 units of vitamin D3 plus immune supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. Very important to make your immune system push away some of the things that we're confronting here every day. Best of all, trying Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. $19.95 buys you Advanced Vitamin D, a 30-day starter bottle. Call 800-484-5947. Call now. Mention DJV, you get free shipping and a bottle of ultra pure fish oil. So great health all the way around. 800-484-5947. What a great opportunity. If you're a deficient, don't be. Vitamin D is important. Power up. 800-484-5947 with Advance Vitamin D from Purity Products.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. If you or someone you know has tried to quit smoking, you know how tough it can be. Nicotine is highly addictive. Now, doctors are hoping that using a person's genome may hold the key to helping them quit smoking.
So what we're doing is trying to create the best possible chances for them to quit, so matching the best possible drugs that we have available to the right person.
Dr. Rachel Tyndall is head of the Pharmacogenomics Lab at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Toronto. Another avenue that they're also looking at are metabolic biomarkers.
In anybody who's a regular smoker, we can look at the rate of their metabolism by looking at the ratio of some metabolites of nicotine in their body. If people are slow metabolizers, they have much better quit rates just spontaneously.
But it can also provide clues as to what medicine may or may not work best. Dr. Tyndall says there is ongoing research looking at using these same techniques for other addictive behaviors. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Street.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at Talk Radio. CountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button. All right, so Michael. Do we believe we'll talk to Michael? Michael Harrison is here, and he's down on the beach. You know, that's an expression in the radio business. When you're on the beach, you don't have a job. Michael's on the beach at Jupiter Island, and I wonder, because there's so much controversy now about local beaches on the East Coast and the West Coast being closed, people are, now it's getting warm, they're getting antsy. Do you see any protests going on down there? The beach open? What happens when people go to the beach there in South Florida?
South Florida, the beaches are still closed, and so there's no issue. Nobody's protesting. People are running along, you know, with their bicycles and jogging along what's called A1A. That's the highway that runs right along the beach.
Yep.
You know, Florida has so many beaches that the beaches don't tend to get as crowded in many places as they do in cities where there's only one main road to a beach, and those get packed. Many parts of Florida, such as the part I'm in, is they long stretches of beach. But right now they're closed.
Fabulous.
Right. Closed.
I think we should start a protest. Why don't you start a protest? Let's open the beaches.
Get me a sign.
Yeah, let's see. I'll make a sign and send it to you.
All right.
Open the beaches. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal beagle. He's our expert when it comes to looking at some of these stories, giving us legal background, just another way of interpreting some of the things going on. The list prepared by Talkers Magazine. Steve's a professor of law. Gee, what a surprise. I'm surprised you're not a chemistry professor. Really? How come? Where did that? Your mother must have said to you, Steve, I need you to be a teacher. My son, the professor. And chemistry is good because any of those things. People were surprised. I actually taught on the college level for a while as well. I said, you?
What did you teach? Were you an English class?
Yeah, I taught English and speech. Mostly speech at a couple of colleges, one in Boston, one in Worcester, when I was teaching in the junior and senior high school in Framingham. I loved my speech classes. They were fabulous. Kids, and what drives me crazy today is how sloppy people are with the language and their enunciation and their speech and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I'm far from perfect, but at least it's on my mind.
And on the tongue as well.
Yes, as well. All right, let's get to our countdown list. At least one of the stories here has really interesting legal ramifications. And I said to Michael Harrison earlier that it's kind of refreshing, as much as I tired of most of the political crap, to get away from coronavirus and see what's going on with Michael Flynn, who seems to, according to some, getting the short end of the stick here. So what's up with him from your perspective, and then that Roger Stone appeal? Where is that all going from your legal mind?
Yeah, we'll get to Roger Stone, who I don't find particularly appealing, but that'll.
No, I don't either, Frank.
Actually, the thing with Mike Flynn is particularly interesting, and it's something that we've talked about in my white collar crime class at Bentley University, and there have been cases dealing with the same type of thing that have gone up to the Supreme Court, and the issue is, and even it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg once indicated real concern, where the FBI may be questioning someone, and they're questioning them not necessarily with a lawyer, it's just initial questioning, but they're doing it in a fashion to solicit a false statement that is a crime.
They're trying to bag the guy. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So there is that question on one side. On the other hand, you know, they've been using the word entrapment, and no, it's not entrapment. And I still am finding it hard to believe that Mike Flynn, who, whatever your opinion of him, is an intelligent person, was not aware that it was a crime to speak falsely, to lie to an FBI agent. So the issue is, it's not black and white. It is a
question. Well, there's so much corruption in the FBI, the way they did this. You know, you wonder, what's the purpose of having an FBI?
I wouldn't be quite as cynical about that. And Flynn, Flynn's a bad actor. Flynn was doing, he was an unregistered agent of the Turkish government while he was in our government. He has violated a number of laws, and they went after him for this when it was the simpler one. But I think by and large, the FBI does a pretty good job. And I know because I watch Blacklist every Friday.
Yeah, of course. I watch it too. It's one of my favorite shows. Okay, so.
Love it. This was a close call, and it certainly could go in his favor, and I would not be upset if it did go in his favor, because as much as I don't like him, I'm not sure this was the biggest of offenses in the manner in which it was done. Stone, on the other hand, his
the guy everybody loves to hate, yes.
He
deserves it, though. He's a jerk. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, in class, they will call people a certain name, and I make it more formal. I say, he's not a Richard, but he certainly is a bit of a... he's not particularly savory. He's trying to challenge on the basis that a juror was not candid during what they call voir dire, when they pick the jury. And when I went back and looked at the questioning of it, it looks he's grasping at straws. Now, you know, I don't blame his lawyers. If I were in his lawyer's position, I would be doing the same thing. But he had a fair trial. There were no problems in the trial. The conviction will stand.
He'll get a pardon, perhaps, at some point down the road.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does Flynn get a pardon?
Actually, I think Flynn could get a pardon if it comes to that. And I might not even have, other than the fact that it's pardoning the crony, I wouldn't have as much of a problem with it.
Okay. There's an overview of a couple of important stories that are tied to our Talk Radio Countdown show this week from the mind of eminent lawyer, esteemed professor at Bentley University, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.